This is how the powers that be that are in the know are dealing with this information. Sometimes it slips out, and then they do their best to try to cover their tracks afterwards.
So where is the government in all of this? Aren't they supposed to protect us? We're the taxpayers. They have a defense department that's supposed to defend us. Why hasn't the government notified us that these terrible times are coming? Well, imagine if you were in their shoes. What would you say to people? We're not going to be able to feed you. We're not going to be able to protect you. Masses of people will die. But please pay your taxes anyway. They don't tell you because they don't have a plan. They also don't want to create panic. Up until the last minute, when they're sure this is going to happen and that nothing can be done, they don't want to be the cause of panic. Bank failures, people failing to go to their jobs, industry grinding to a halt. They feel that at least now things are rolling and the wheels of commerce and the like are continuing. So basically, they just don't know how to tell you. It's terrible news. They have no solution. They don't want to cause panic. So paralysis sets in and nothing is said.
Is it not possible that the government does know more than they are telling us, with theories such as Roswell and aliens visiting us, that there could also be threats from outside our solar system, which we're now being made aware of subtly, like through the movies and media like Deep Impact or Armageddon, or NASA releasing information saying that an asteroid could whack us in 2028 or thereabouts? It's making the public privy to this information so that they have a case history of events to desensitize us to this information, so that when instantly there is something new in the skies or in the heavens, we're not freaking out.
There is an object right now moving into our solar system, and this information is being kept from the public. The astronomy community is not going to tell you about an impending disaster. In fact, they're under direct orders not to tell you. We know there's tremendous equipment that has the ability to observe this object. In fact, an entire entourage of objects coming into our solar system.
From sources within the U.S. government that tell me that yes, they are deeply concerned about it, and they're worried sick about it, and they don't know what to do about it. What could the government or anyone else tell you? What could they say to you?
Had to prepare for it, but keep it out of the public's understanding. Otherwise, there would be panic everywhere. Astronomers are so certain of this planet's existence that they've already named it Planet X. Why have we never been able to see a direct transmission from the Hubble telescope? They're blacked out. Nobody can receive a direct transmission, not over satellite. NASA will never put it on because they're watching. They know something is coming. They've spotted it.
The greatest catastrophe in human history is unfolding in front of us. It's a huge crisis, and it's systemic, and it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse and worse. For the first time in recorded astronomical history, the sun lost its magnetic field, its heliosphere.
Well, you know, one of the things that a lot of people have factored a lot of this into is do they know something about a comet, asteroid, massive body that's going to be swinging by close? And there's certainly a lot of talk about Planet X for a while there, and then it kind of faded out because, you know, people make predictions and things like that. If there is a Planet X or Wormwood, that it would be coming by on a regular basis and great floods throughout history, which are mentioned in every creation story of every single community of indigenous people, folks who have never read the Bible. So obviously there is some memory of this. Our government, or governments friendly to the United States, control access to every observatory substantial in size and power enough to be able to see these things that might be coming from a distance, indicating, of course, the clampdown on panic. What much sense does it make in the event of massive global flooding to build an underground shelter?
Converging on the fact that a global disaster will occur very soon. It's a recurring disaster. See, what has happened is that when this planet passes by, it has a tremendous magnetic field. If it comes close enough, which could be as close as 15 million miles, which is considered really, really close, gravitational fields of Planet X, or one of its thousands of surrounding comets also. The magnetic field of that passing space body will lock up magnetically and also gravitationally with Earth.
Does NASA know?
They know that Wormwood is headed this way. They know that there's not a darn thing they can do about it, and they're scared spitless. Wormwood is packing a major, major methane atmosphere. It comes in contact with the atmosphere of the Earth. You've got the Earth supplying oxygen. And then Wormwood throws these little pellets of iron oxide dust that glow red hot, and fire literally rains down on the Earth from the sky. One-third of the Earth will be incinerated.
Could this be one reason why so many governments are building underground bunkers, some say cities, for their own chosen few?
Yes, isn't that interesting that the governments of the world are building massive underground complexes? Here in the United States, we've got them where, right out here in California, China Lake, and up in Utah, we've got
Area 51, think there's something under the Denver airport.
And a massive, huge complex under the Denver airport. And by the way, Denver connects to these other places underground.
They're creating a seed bank.
Oh yeah, massively in Russia and also massively in Israel. You know, there's some places where there's massive tunnel complexes that are being dug to protect the politicians. You know, make the world safe for lawyers, and just let everybody else burn.
The day of the explosion at the oil spill rig, there was a huge eruption on the sun, and there is some speculation that the oil spill and the explosion on the rig might have been an under-ocean volcanic reaction. There's some evidence, and there's a case building for that. The idea of drilling, you know, for oil on the back of a volcanic hot zone. In fact, National Geographic has confirmed, and I found proof there, that in the Gulf of Mexico there are active volcanoes underneath that region. So you're drilling into an active region, which
in the early 1980s, and I've known about this for a little while, the Washington Post reported on this, but you found a lot of other reports in addition to the Washington Post report and a few others about this potential 10th planet or some sort of mystery object.
December 81, Astronomy Magazine launched an article called Search for the 10th Planet.
It is a brown dwarf star. It is either a small star or it is a big planet.
Sheldon mentioned this telescope they're putting up in the South Pole. What do you suppose they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for the 10th planet. It's not that they're looking for it. They're tracking it.
They're tracking it, okay.
Because they found it in 1979 with the Pioneer 10 space probe.
NASA, about a year ago, had a study that said that the sun's activity appears to be directly related now to climate change. Yet, it really didn't receive much publicity. How come?
Well, when I talked to David Hathaway at the NASA Solar Observatory before all of these disasters happened, I asked him that same question. And he said, we think there could be a connection to weather. He did not say earthquakes. But they really didn't want to publicize anything about it.
The International Space Station, they sent, the mass media reported that something like 45 tons of equipment has been launched up to the International Space Station for repairs. That's an obvious phony report. I believe that what they're doing is sending up, expanding the International Space Station to accommodate some of the power elite up there during the times when it will be safe. I think they're going to have to, they probably are smart enough and have enough technology to know that you cannot stay up in the International Space Station during dangerous times when there's severe lightning and electrical discharges from Planet X.
That will flood miles inland in the continental United States, Canada, possibly elsewhere around the world. We're talking a flood of biblical proportions. Government agencies are aware of this. They've shared this with certain personnel. The U.S. Navy has apparently shared this with their service people. And there are apparently safe havens. The U.S. Government has been very busy constructing huge underground bases, if you will, in order to preserve government operations to some degree.
Now, what these men were told in these classified briefings is that, quote-unquote, during your lifetimes, not your children's or your grandchildren's, during your lifetimes, we will have violently rising ocean levels to new levels. Violent, abrupt climate change. One of the known safe havens is the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks.
John, I would like to mention that I think we should begin to warn our audience that they should start really thinking about and working together with us in preparing for solar storms that I suspect and many other people suspect are going to be occurring this year or next year. Solar storms that could be so severe that two major catastrophes will result. One would be the destruction of our power grids, and that would throw us back into a primitive lifestyle. We would be overnight forced into, ancient ways of living. We've got a lot of evidence to indicate that these solar storms are coming soon. We could talk about Planet X and how it is exciting the sun and beginning to excite the sun. After its this two-year lull in solar activity, which I believe was due to Planet X passing below Jupiter, and Planet X and its hordes of surrounding comets interacting electrically with Jupiter, drawing electrical fire away from the sun and toward Jupiter, but that was just a temporary lull before the storm. Now we can expect solar blasting. How are we going to prepare to live without power? Number two, how are we going to prepare to live when we are being blasted by the sun with temperatures scorching, burning up, people dying on the surface of the earth from intense solar blasting?